The following is a paid program sponsored by CDN Instructional Services. The views expressed on the program are solely those of the sponsor. CFund does not endorse the views expressed or the goods or services promoted on the program. This is Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFund, 1410 AM.
Good afternoon. I'm Candace Newton, and this is Unlocking Secrets for Women here on 1410 CFund. Today's program is sponsored by Macklem Mortgages and the legal firm of Bell Spagnola out of Port Moody. And we're excited to be presenting to you today a show all about how to buy your own home. In other words, you too can buy your own home. So I want you to stay tuned for the full hour today. We've got interesting guests here in studio that are going to give some very good and practical information to all of us who are considering purchasing a home either for the first time or we're too busy to buy our second or third homes and we need some help. So we're going to be taking care of all of that today. Just want to thank the Delta Ocean Point Resort in Victoria. Their excellent service and care towards their guests is outstanding, and they treated myself and my daughter very well these last few days. So it's been a great thanks out to them. So today's show is You Too Can Buy Your Own Home. Single women, divorced, single parents, or anyone interested in purchasing a home, from the first-time homeowner to the experienced. My guest in studio today is Bill Macklem. Bill Macklem has over 20 years in mortgage services industry. He served on several boards, including Expo 86 Committee, the Committee for Canada, Manitoba Chamber of Commerce as a regional director, Oklahoma Economic Development Institutes as an advisor, taught programs at the University of Alberta, taught at Langara and Kwantlen College, the first-time homebuyer seminar. He's a network of over 40 financial lenders, including several chartered banks and credit unions. And the best thing is that Bill has a team approach to meet the needs of the individual needs of his clients. Welcome, Bill, to Unlocking Secrets for Women.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. As well in studio, we have Jamie Hooper. Jamie is a realtor with RE/MAX. Is it RE/MAX 2000?
No, RE/MAX Pro Group.
RE/MAX Pro Group. Well, all those things don't make much sense to me, but they do to you. You're a realtor, and you're going to talk to us today. Jamie, actually, you teach along with a home buyers program course.
That's right. Yep. We do them three Thursdays every month at different locations around Vancouver.
Okay, and in a minute we'll talk about where we can find that information so that people are listening want to attend that course. And you are a realtor who cares about people that are purchasing homes, and we're gonna start this conversation off today by finding out what people look for in a realtor. So I'm going to sort of take the role of someone who's never bought before. And I know everybody's told me it's better to buy than to rent, and I'm a little annoyed with my landlord, and I don't want to be buying his home for him anymore. And so someone said to me, you know what, you should go and buy yourself a home. And I'm like, oh, where do I begin? So what would be the very first thing, if I'm a brand new homeowner, that I should consider, or a home buyer, I want to buy a home for the first time, and I don't know where to look?
Well, we obviously would recommend to you that you come to one of our courses. I mean, we've got a mortgage broker, Bill Macklem, who you just introduced, is the mortgage broker there. And what he does is he takes you through the process on how to get financed for your first home. And that's the very first thing you want to do, is to find out exactly what you can afford. And the second thing that goes on is I'm up there speaking about how the home buying process and just taking people through some real life situations of what can happen when you're purchasing a property. The third thing we have there is we have a building inspector, and he speaks for the last half hour and just tells you all the ins and outs about purchasing or about doing a home inspection and the importance of having that done when you purchase your home. So I'm a little biased in my opinion, but that's how I would tell people who are interested in buying a home that don't understand anything about the process how they should start.
That's actually really good, and it's interesting that they have a building inspector there, because that's of course a concern for someone, especially when you're inexperienced. And most people, when they're buying a home, do not know anything about construction and building, and they sort of trust the previous homeowner that the house has integrity, and you know they're buying something that's credible. So it's very important to have a building inspector there. That's
they've become very commonplace over the last 15 years. 99% of the transactions that go through, very seldom you'll ever see a real estate transaction go through that doesn't have a subject to a building inspection clause in there to protect the buyer.
Mm. Now, can I ask you a question? What should I expect from a realtor if I'm going to buy a home? What are my expectations of you as a realtor that are realistic?
Well, I mean, number one, that I always think my job is to help my buyer educate my buyer on the market. But if you're going to buy a condo in Kits for $300,000, by the time you're ready to purchase your home, number one, that I should have taken the time, not working on my time frame, but your time frame, to educate you on the market. So by the time you're going to go out and spend several hundred thousand dollars, you're comfortable doing so. So that's one of the things. There's three things that I think are important. The second thing is that you want someone that has a good knowledge of that local area where you're going to purchase in. And the third one is you want their negotiating ability. Every real estate deal is different, and nowadays there's with probably 50 to 75% of the contracts I write for buyers were in multiple offer situations. So you really need some real solid advice from a realtor who's very active that has seen the situation many times before. So you want someone who's pretty active in the market that you're going to buy in.
And experienced. And obviously, if you're doing multiple offers, that means that these homes are selling very quickly and there's several realtors in there with all these offers at once.
Yes.
And you could maybe put an offer in on a house, but not necessarily get it because there's so many.
More often than not, I'll bet you right now, less than 50% of the contracts I write for buyers are successful because there's multiple offer situations.
And then if that's the case, then if you're wanting to sell your place, then it must also be very difficult to find another home.
It's a catch 22.
How are you going
to
do that?
You don't get to have your bread buttered on both sides. Well, it's what you do if you're selling a home is you ask for a longer completion date. So that'll give you the comfort, 60 or 90 days to find a home.
So this is quite an incredible market right now, which means things are so very rapid that we don't have the time to sit down and talk about, you know, you don't have the time to figure out how to buy a home and take your time anymore. Everything's changing very, very rapidly. And we're going to talk about that more with Bill a little bit later on. The pros and cons about this fast-paced market and why, you know, accessing people with knowledge is a little bit better. But from a realtor's point of view, how do I know that you're working for me? And is there a way that I know that?
Through buyer's agency, I'm representing you in any transaction. And I mean, I always tell people, you know, to make sure you're comfortable with the person you're working with. And the best way to do that is to find someone that's been referred to you, either a friend, a family member, or a coworker. Somebody's had a good experience with you, so you know that you can trust that person that you're dealing with.
So it's word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
And reputation.
And if you don't know anyone that way, you may want to come to a home buyer's class and maybe you'll find a realtor there.
Yeah. Do you think there'd be a realtor at a home buyer's class?
Gee, I don't know.
So these different locations that you hold these home buyer's classes on, where are they? Where would they be held?
We hold them three Thursdays a month. So three weeks out of four every month. We're at Langara College 1 week. We're at the Italian Cultural Center another time, and we are at the Vancouver Public Library downtown the third time.
Oh, okay. Now, where would we be able to go to find this information on your home buyers? Is it on Bill Macklem's website? Bill, is it on your website?
I don't know if it's on Bill's. Is it on yours?
We run it through Jamie in this case.
Okay. Yeah,
just www.jamiehooper.com, and there's information on there, and you can just send us an email, let us know what class you want to go to, and we'll be happy to get you set up.
Is there a cost to this?
Nope, they're free. They're absolutely free.
And no obligation? You're not going to have anybody high pressure you? It's
absolutely
just pure
not.
Information?
It's strictly, yes, that's right. It's just strictly to give information to people and see where it goes from there.
So then if I'm negotiating for, if I'm coming to you and I've said, okay, I'd like you to be my realtor, the friends say you were really great, do I expect that, you know, are you going to be working for me? Like, you know, I think a lot of people have unrealistic demands of other realtors and they're, you know, I've had friends say, I'll phone them up at 10 o'clock at night and tell them I want this and want that. Yeah. How do you work with your
Well, I always like to
clients.
Use the analogy that, you know, I'm not Denny's, you know, so... You know, within reason. I mean, obviously, if we're negotiating a contract, I don't have an issue if you're calling me at 10 at night. But if it's something that can wait till tomorrow morning, well, you know, hopefully they would respect my time and let me have my private time as well.
And then I think because of the commissions that are paid, people think, well, listen, I'm paying you good money, so, you know, you're sort of mine.
Well, the grass is always greener, right?
Exactly. But the point is to get information and to be a good consumer of information, to get as much information as you can before you make decisions is very important. And so you're saying that these home buyers, first-time home buyers seminars, mm-hmm. which are held three Thursdays every month
yep.
in three separate locations. You
yep.
said the Italian Cultural Center, Vancouver Public Library, and Langara College.
Right.
And that information can be found at, if you're listening, people, www.jamiehooper.com. And can you spell Jamie Hooper? Because some people may spell it wrong.
J-A-M-I-E-H-O-O-P-E-R.
Oh, that's excellent. Okay, so www.jamiehooper.com. If you get lost on that, you can always go to our website, www.unlockingsecrets.com. You can click on the link to Macklem Mortgages, find out the information through that way if you absolutely have to. And I think we'll provide a link on our website for you, Jamie.
Great.
So that it's there for people to find that information under Ask the Experts. In just a minute, we're going to come back and we're going to talk with our other guests in studio today on You Too Can Buy Your Own Home. We're going to give you some great information to help you in making a decision in today's crazy real estate market. That's here on Unlocking Secrets for Women. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Unlocking Secrets for Women on CFUN 1410 AM.